Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. It is Food for Thought Friday, and shared this before, but just the recent 7th anniversary of my dad's going to heaven, and that was one of his wonderful things that he would say when he was giving you some wisdom, but he wasn't trying to force it upon you. Wanted to let you make your own decision, but he would give some great wisdom. Then he would just say, food for thought, son. And then he would change the subject to sports or something. But I share food for thought, just nuggets of wisdom that God has spoke to me throughout the week, whether it's through reading his word, through a devotional book, through a conversation with somebody, through social media, and things that really spoke to me. I hope maybe it'll speak to you. And it's Food for Thought Friday. Sometimes we get mentally, emotionally, physically tired, and just kind of give you a little extra hope here on Fridays as you go into the weekend. I saw this great quote by Michael Mead recently. He said, At each turning point in life, we must face our deepest fears in order to grow. Say it one more time. At each turning point in life, we must face our deepest fears in order to grow. You know, friends, as I reflected on that when I read that earlier this week, you know what? It's true. When I have grown the most of my life is when I have had to face my fears. And I know a lot of you listening, you're like kind of like a bobblehead. Your head's going up and down like, amen, Greg, you're preaching today. So I want to encourage you to face your fears, because you know what? That's how we grow. And as we get older, we kind of want to be comfortable. We want to get in that lazy boy recliner and just play it safe or be a couch potato. And I just want to encourage you to say, you know what, God, I'm going to grow and I'm going to face my fears. But the reason I can face my fears is I know that fear doesn't come from you, as 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says, for God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and self-discipline, or a sound mind. And so I want to encourage you to face your fears today so that you can grow. Have that challenging conversation with somebody. Schedule that doctor's appointment because you haven't been feeling well. Or schedule an appointment with a Christian counselor to deal with some emotional wounds that you've got going on. Maybe just telling somebody, hey, you know what? I've got addiction to pornography or gambling, or I'm struggling with drinking. What started off as just one glass of wine after dinner became two glasses, and next thing you know, I'm drinking the whole bottle each night. And friends, just reach out to somebody and face your fear, and you will start to grow, and you'll start to get healing also. Well, share this quote I saw by my friend, Pastor David Kibler, and he was a guest on Hope Is Here a few weeks ago. He just wrote a powerful book called 8 Things I Wish I Knew Before I Said I Do, a great book on marriage. I encourage you to pick up a copy of that. But he shared this quote from Pastor Barry Cameron that's so, so good. And he said, you know, never forget the three rules of life. Keep showing up, keep doing what is right, and watch what God does in response. Remember that it isn't your job to be successful. It's your job to be faithful. Woo, I want to say that one more time. Remember that it isn't your job to be successful. It's your job to be faithful. Be faithful to what you are supposed to do and leave the results up to God. So friends, I mean, sometimes I think we make it too complicated, but I know that's so true. That first thing about three rules of life, just keep showing up. A lot of times the enemy says, you know, nothing's going to change, or I don't even know why you go to church, or I don't know why you work out. I don't know why you try to honor God with your time, resources. Yeah, I want to encourage you to keep showing up, friends. Secondly, just keep doing what's right. Sometimes when we're kind of having that paralysis by analysis, we can't decide what to do, how to move forward. We're not sure what to do next, and we're asking God to give us wisdom, to give us help. And I just want to encourage you, just, you know, simply do the next right thing, whatever it is, how simple it is that God asks you to do, just do it. Okay. I mean, whatever that is, just keep doing the next right thing. And it's the simple things. The Bible talks about if God can trust you with a little, he will give you much more. And maybe for somebody listening today or watching online on our YouTube channel at Hope Is Here, and you know, the reason God's not answered your prayer because you've not done the one right thing, the next thing he's asked you to do. And so I want to encourage you to do the next right thing. And then last but not least, watch what God does in response. Friends, he does. If you keep showing up and you keep doing what is right, you are eventually going to see God show up. Now, I do want to admit, sometimes it's not the way I expected or I wanted. But most of the time, if not all the time, God shows up and does things in a way better than I can have even imagined. And then when it happens, I realize it's not Greg's glory. It's because of God's glory. Because maybe you're not like me, but I struggle with pride sometimes and think, you know, it's a little bit about me. And God has to remind me, no, it's not. It's about me, Greg. You're little G, Greg. I'm big G God, okay? And so I just want to encourage you today. Keep showing up. Keep doing what is right. And watch what God does in response. And remember that it isn't your job to be successful. It's your job to be faithful. Be faithful to what you are supposed to do and leave the results up to God. I like following Pastor Mike McClure on Twitter. He just has such a good word of encouragement. He says, be thankful for all the struggles you go through. They make you stronger, wiser, and humble. Don't let it break you. Let it make you. Oh, my goodness. That's so, so good. But share it again. Pastor Mike McClure Jr., actually. Be thankful for all the struggles you go through. They make you stronger, wiser, and humble. Don't let it break you. Let it make you. You know, I've been reflecting, my brother, the head basketball coach at Northern Kentucky University, and they qualified to go into the NCAA tournament, won their conference tournament, and by this time they will have already played a game, hopefully a second one, but and whether they win or lose doesn't matter. But I was just kind of reflecting on that after Sunday night, thinking about, you know, they got posted and where they were going to play and all that, and just thinking back to that day, and I believe it was 2013, if I'm not mistaken, or 2012, I'm sorry, in 2012 in March when he was fired as a head coach at the University of South Carolina. And I had prayed with him before he went into that meeting. And so when he was out of it, he texted me and said, I'll never get this text. And, you know, like I said, it's been over 11 years ago now, but he said, I got let go. I'm okay. God is still on the throne. If somebody listening today, maybe that's where you're at. You know, you've lost a job, you got let go, or maybe somebody said, you know, hey, I don't love you anymore, whether it was a marriage or it was a relationship that you thought was pretty serious, or, you know, it's a friendship that basically somebody's just kind of turned your back on. You got let go. And just that's where you're at today. You know, man, I know that feeling that Darren had 11 years ago saying, hey, don't need you anymore. But I want to encourage you, like he said, I'm okay. And then the last part, friends, that is so, so true. And I admire my brother that could do that. I believe he was like 39 at the time, 38 or 39, that he could sit there and focus on that, that he could sit there and say, you know what? God is still on the throne, even though my name is going to scroll across the bottom of ESPN for 24 hours saying Darren Horn fired as basketball coach at the University of South Carolina. God was still on the throne then, and yet when Darren got that opportunity to be a head coach again, I believe it was 7 years later, if I'm not mistaken, 7, 8 years later, that God restored that and to coach again in the NCAA tournament. No matter what happened in the game they played last week, doesn't matter, but God just was so good to restore that again. So know today that even if you're going through a tough time, that you're going to be okay, and that God loves you, and that God is still on the throne. And the struggle you're going through will make you stronger, wiser, and it'll make you humble. I know my failures have made me humble, and I know for Darren that getting fired there as a coach, it's humbled him. And let's be honest, you know what? A lot of times if things didn't go, you know, painful or unwise, or I shouldn't say unwise, didn't go well, and we have some failures, then we develop that pride thing, and yet our struggle is we realize that we need God and that he wants to help us. Coach Matt Doherty, guy may remember him. He got let go as a University of North Carolina's coach. Really tough for him, and yet he has developed a consulting business and is also a guy of faith. He said, you know, when you fail, do three things. Learn from it, put it in perspective, and then move on from it. Say it one more time. When you fail, do three things. Learn from it, put it in perspective, and move on from it. Such good, good wisdom there. I like this quote. I'm not sure who it was that said it, but it says, you know, the only difference between the words victim and victor is two letters. One focused on self, okay, victim, I'm, you know, one focused on yourself, and the other suggests there is an alternative. Victor has O-R at the end. It's comforting to know that God offers us all a better alternative to our present circumstances. So I want to ask you today, are you still playing the victim card? Or as a follower of Jesus today, are you saying, you know what? I'm tired of being the victim. I'm going to be a victor because of Jesus. And friends, I've played that victim card before. And I know many of you listening, yep, been there, done that, Greg. And you know, how's that working for you? And as I reflect back on my life, it didn't work out well. And please don't misunderstand me. There's times we need to grieve losses in our life. It's all right. And to have a good cry. But there comes a point that you have to say, okay, you know what? I'm not going to be a victim anymore. Even if it was because of selfish decisions that others made. I'm going to be a victor because I'm going to trust God. I'm going to do what Romans chapter 8, verse 28 says. And we know that in all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. I'm so thankful it didn't say that some things, doesn't say most things. It says all things work together for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. And so today, somebody listening or watching on our YouTube channel, is you got to quit playing the victim and say, you know what? I'm going to be a victor. Think about that old hymn, Victory in Jesus. Maybe you need to look that song up on YouTube and just listen to that and just sing Victory in Jesus at the top of your lungs. Because, friends, there is always victory in Jesus. And I want to close with this quote. I love this. So powerful. It says, do not let what you do not have prevent you from using what you do have. Say that one more time. Do not let what you do not have prevent you from using what you do have. Friends, so many times God has got, he's always provided enough. But we focus on what we don't have, that God's like, I can't bless what you already do have because you're way too focused on what you don't have. And I have been guilty of that before. And so I want to encourage you today to say, God, even though I want more, I think I need more right now, I am going to trust you and do what Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6 says. Trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge God, and he will make your path straight. Friends, I've seen you do it in my life over and over, and I know that he wants to do it again in your life too. So I want to encourage you today to keep the faith and to trust God. Keep your eyes upon him. And I close with Job chapter 11, verse 18 today. You will have courage because you will have hope. You will be protected and will rest in safety. I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. For all your heating and air needs, contact the professionals at Green Box Heating and Air. Locally owned for over a decade, Green Box Heating and Air wants to help you get ready now for the spring and upcoming hot summer months. To request service, call Green Box Heating and Air today at 859-279-0214. Again, that's 859-279-0214.